Shmaitzah Shir, Tuesday night, Oral Adalid Tammuz, Perakei, Shmaitzah Dal, Shmaitzah Perakei. Ubikar Adin, Shevel Shuls, Shevel Shelos, Shuvus Maharit, Asher Olav Kir Karakama Kikurim. Very, very, very shocking language. I have nothing to say. We'll just gloss over it and go by. So what happened? A guy came to Tzfas and he married a woman there. And even before he got married, he said, I'm saying over the story. And even before he got married, he said that he has no brothers. He has no brothers. So he got married and then he died without children. And Eid Echad came and said he has a brother. And his wife is Kukali Yibam. So do you say it's against a Cheskas Hetel L'Shuk? It's an Eid Echad. Eid Echad could answer her. But it's against a Cheskas Hetel L'Shuk, maybe. Because she was. So the question was phrased, because she's Becheskas Pnuya. But when she was a Pnuya, she was Mutal L'Shuk. Then she came also, and she became an Eish HaSish, but now the husband's dead. So maybe she could revert back. That's how he says it. If it wouldn't be against the Chazaka.
What does Pnuya have to do with the whole thing? She got married.
But her husband's dead now. So that's the tzad. That's how the question was asked. That should be called Cheskas Hetel. Not the way we learned. What we learned in Tosfos and Yomamos, she has a Cheskas Hetel L'Shuk, L'Cheyomos Baila. Yeah, I know. This is how it's said. Okay. Ubuzeh ha'ish shebo mi'eretz v'cholko v'lo yodona me'ezahamu v'yom nosa isha ובמקום שעובר נסגל לו על פיוסו העד שהוא בן אירו ומכירו ובוקי באוכב. Sure I know his brother. His brother is my best friend. ומיולם לא נסחזק זה בלו אחים. In other words, well, the part of it is that he can't be machzik. He was not inherently. Sometimes the looks are knocked out brothers because you know him and his family. And Cheskas has no brothers. That's a, no hooks. It's just al piatzmo, just because he said so. Inei mahamino isha becheskas heter, shisha azos becheskas heter emedes ad shaloti nosei v'chakach shenitse shuchzik bo yisur eishusis v'kom v'kom kshemeis baila. Isur Eishasish Shemeiz Bailo Isur Eishasish Paka Minesha Ron Guterres Zeu Sveika de Marit Baleha Dan that she's Asur because Machzikim Yisur Yisur Machzikim from the Isur Eishasish to the Isur Yivamo L'Shuk because the Suffolk was no lad. When she was already Asur L'Shuk, when she was Asur L'Shuk, the Vesha Sish. Zeo Sveiko de Marit, Valeo Dan de Masiki Mitzel Isser, Alpi Ra'ayosov and Iskoros Barakal. But the Shmaitzah says, I want to say that this woman is Asur, even according to L'Shitasi, that ain't Masiki Mitzel Isser. For a different reason. B'chad daikinim b'homilsa nire d'chaygad no lohavi cheskas heter at all. Afilo neim edim machzikim yisur le'isur. See, here he's going to get into what we really talked about. That he's saying even if ain't machzikim yisur le'isur, but there's no cheskas heter either. So it's a suffix. It's a suffix. Oh. Uraya brura is going to bring a raya that there's no cheskas heter here. That even if ain't machzikim yisur le'isur, there's no cheskas heter.
When did Eid Echad come?
Eid Echad came, I don't know, what's her name, man? Definitely came.
When they were married?
Yeah. Came when it was a cheskas heter. So the Shmaiser is going to say there's no Cheskos Heter here. This is important. This is going to be what we were talking about. We've been talking about this the whole time. That even if there's Ein Machzik in Yisrael Yisr, there's no Cheskos Heter, so it remains with a Sofik. Uriah Brewer, he's going to bring Uriah. This is the Shmaiser talking. Medivri HaToysus, Medivri HaMarschil, Ishazu, Cheskos Heter, Lusha Ben Hennes. Okay, this is Rambo's talking that is an Erevah Netzaras Erevah, and the Erevah was Sufik Megureshes, right? So Rambo says she's Materis and Shuk without Chalitza because she's Mecheskes Hetel L'Shukli Medes before the Sufik Gerishim took place in the Erevah. She's perceived as a Sufik, as a Netzaras Erevah, and she is Mutal L'Shuk. Right before the latest Hasafik, she was considered a Tzara Serva. Okay, that's Rabba. You with me? So Tosfos asks, you know, that's good if he married the Tzara first, and then he was Megarish the Erva with a Safek Gerishin. So the Tzara was Becheskes Heter L'Shuk before the Safek Gerishin. Right? But let's say you have a case, Tosfos asks, that he was Megarish the Erev and a Safek Gerishin, and then he married the Tzara. So the Safek was Noilad before the Tzara ever got married. Mitchilas Nisuel, she was a Safek Tzara Serva, and therefore in that case there shouldn't be a Cheskos Heter L'Shuk, because there was never a Cheskos Heter L'Shuk. So how could Rava say there is a Cheskos Heter L'Shuk? And it's mashma from Rabba that no matter what the case is, whether he married her first and then there was a Safek Gerishin in the Erva, or there was a Safek Gerishin in the Erva and then he married her. Let's see inside. Marry both wives. Girish the Erva with a Safek Gerishin. Shigvor he Tzara Serva. Avogirish with a Safek Gerishin. He was Megarish the Erva. V'chakach Kines. Olay Havi b'Cheskos Heter L'Shuk. The Ode. Then he says, Rav Yirmiya in the Cheshbon HaSugya there. Rav Yirmiya holds Dafka, that's the case. Dafka Begirish Ulub Saif Kines Mayri. It's just being Chazak and Kashim. First of all, it's Mashma from Rav, he's talking in all cases. Second of all, according to Rav Yirmiya, it's very specifically talking about he was Megarish to Erva and then Kainis Tzara. So, why is she Mutul L'Shuk Misafik according to Rav? V.A. Shlomar, this is Tosfos talking. The Mikomako, listen well. Even if he was Megarish the Tzara Sarva, Safek Gerish, and then he married the Tzara, so she has no Cheskos Heter L'Shuk Mitzar Atzma. The Mikomako be Becheskos Heter L'Shuk, the Mokminon Ha'erva, Becheskos Shalonis Garsha. Adkan Lashon HaTosfos. What is Tosfos answering? Whoa. Read the words first. If you're clearing if the Erva was Nisgarish or not, what conclusion would you reach? Sandine Chazaka. You would say she's Becheskos Eishes Ish, right? Becheskos Shalom Nisgarish means she's Becheskos Eishes Ish. So, if she's Becheskos Eishes Ish, the Tzara is Becheskos Tzara Serva, right? And Becheskos Tzara Serva is Becheskos Hathel Shukha. Tosfos Heretz is that we're creating the Cheskos Heter even in the case of Girish Lechakach Kines because of the Chazaka of Eishes Ish that applies to the woman who is suffering this Garish. Right? She's the Cheskos Eishes Ish. That's Tosfos. But his Borim is a Snake Shol Maharit. We could let's forget about Matzik and Yisra L'Yisra. There ain't Matzik and Yisra L'Yisra. But whenever you have a Sotik Yivam L'Shuk, if you go back to the, like Pesach was very bothered by this, right? If you go back to the time period before she was even married, so say, okay, every Yivam L'Shuk, every Safek Yivam L'Shuk, if you're going to go back to the time period before she was married and she was Mutal L'Shuk, and now the husband died, so there's no more Eishes Ish, and you're going to call that Cheskas Hetal L'Shuk. So then does Tosfos have a kasha? This is what the Shmaya is asking. If you look at that matzah, that's a cheskas heter, that before she was married, she was a cheskas heter, she shook as a pnuya. And then she got married, and now the husband died. So she's a cheskas heter, she shook. But the husband died, so she goes back to the original. So then every suffix, you put it in one of the Tosfos one. Even by Girish Macharkach Kines, any Sufik Yivam L'Shuk should have the Cheskas Heter of the Pnuyah, the Cheskas Heter that existed. If this reasoning is right, that before she got married she was the Cheskas Heter L'Shuk, that's a Pnuyah. Well, she got married, yeah, but the husband's not alive anymore, we know that. Now you have a Sufik Yivam L'Shuk. So if you're going to say that there's always a Cheskas Heter in such a case, which the Maritz suggested, then says the Shmaitzer, Tosfos has no kasha. Because Tosfos' kasha is, what kind of cheskas heter is there if it was girish v'charkach kines? What do you mean? Cheskas heter is based on the pnuya, when she was cheskas heter l'shuk before she even got married. And now she got married, and now her husband's dead. So that's your cheskas heter l'shuk. Now you have a sofik, if she's also l'shuk as a yavama, she's b'cheskas heter l'shuk. Teretz is, so what does Tosfos want? Tosfos is looking at it, she's b'cheskas heter l'shuk, the way we were learning. When she's married, she's b'cheskas heter, because she's a tzaras erva. So she's b'cheskas heter l'shiyamas b'ayla. But the Maritz says, there's a throwback to the cheskas heter of a pnuya. So she might say, it's not true. Probably for your reason. Because once she got married, that's gone. That cheskas heter is gone. But Shmaitz is proving it, or else Tosfos has no kasha. Because if you tell me she has a cheskas heter anyway, so even if she's girish v'charkach kineh, she has a cheskas heter from when she was a pnuya. So look at the Shmaitz of Minas Borvi, that's why we're so married. The name of Filo Be'isha, the Meulim, and the Schazek. The name of. Filo Be'isha. Even though there was never a chazak of no brothers, because we don't know his family. Now we have a cheskas heter. If you're going to say that, so we know he's a religious ishbaka. Ken will have a match of Tosfos meeting, and Tosfos will not be asking anything. Girish v'chakach kines ma'ikal neima. So the girish v'chakach kines. Now we have a cheskas heter l'shuk, the way we're describing it now, from when she was a pnuya. Kaidim should even first, but there is the shuk. The shuk they should say spoke about this is a baal. How do they ever come? So you see, there's no such thing. You can't go back to there. You don't go back to the cheskas heter of a pnuya and say, and she's not affected by the baal, because the baal is dead. But rather, I think that's the same. She's married. That's gone. That matzah have totally changed, irrevocably. Now, you want to talk about the cheskas heter l'shuk now while she's married, but she almost buys her like a Torah ceremony. So that's the discussion of kines v'chakach girish, or kines v'chakach girish. Well, the Shitas HaTosfos shom. Now, Shmaitz is saying, and don't think, because Machzikim, look at those Kufa, the Machzikim Yisr L'Yisr, because Tosfos is going in Rabba, that ain't Mazik means the Yisrael. So you can't tell me it's because of Mazikim Yisraelisar, because we're going with Rabba, the name Mazikim Yisraelisar. So then what's the difference between Kinas and Chakach Givish? There's always a Cheska Sater. Ella, Al Kocha, Pesach, Afilu Neymar, Ek Mazikim Yisraelisar. Kol kai gad nolav cheskes heter hu. Loim rukim cheskes heter de kaidim shani seis. Kmoi shachach lomid abay toizu, de begir shachachach kines, lavi cheskes heter. Zurai abru. Ubir dover zeh, why taka not? Why taka not? Why is Pesach shachach right? If you hold ein machzikim yisul yisur, ein machzikim yisul yisur. So taka, she was cheskes heter when she was a pnuya, she had a bump in the road, she got married. Her husband's dead. So why doesn't she revert back to the Cheska Seter? Taka, taka, why not? Mish Ubir, Dover Zeh, the Lama Lo Yagir Shachakach Kinet Becheska Seter, the Chayim Shani. He says, why not? Can't just say not. Why not? Kiva Nisura, they should say Shpaka. This is all part of the question. Hey, Machzikim Yisul, Yisul, the Rabbi Shom. Nireh. Put on your thinking cap, boys. Dover Zeh, Nire, says the Shmaitzer. The Vada Kosha Noilad Asafik, the Eden Yisura, when a Asafik is Noilad, which is Bapoyal Asur, even if you're Deimach, they can be Yisrael Yisrael. But when the Asafik is Noilad, you can't use the Cheska Satna. See, this is what we've been talking about. Even if Deimach, they can be Yisrael Yisrael. No, there might be a Ches Besetta like Rava, because she's a Tzara Serva. She's the Ches Besetta of Shiyama's Baila. But the Ches Besetta of Kaidim Shani says, look at that, she married now. The Sophic was Noilad when she's Usher, when she has a husband. Nira Devadi Kosh Noilad, the Sophic beat in the Surah Tula and Mikri Ches Besetta. Keep in the Noilad, the Sophic beat in the Surah. Avakadim Azikim Yisrael Yisr. But you know, Cheskes Heter either. Gomakom Cheskes Heter Nabiloy Mikris. It's a Sotvik. Keep in the Eden Yisura Havi Allah. El Hadom Rabbi Yisub Cheskes Heter Lashuk Avogad Dois Asura Bishim Eis Hashish. So we said, I don't know what the Shmaitz is going to say. We said there's a big chilek between using the Cheskes Heter of Pnuya before she was married, you with me? And the Cheskes Heter of now, because she's a Tzara Serva. Because now there's Taka, a state of Heter, like she almost Baila. But that's because she's a Tzara Serva. So that Matzav exists now. You can't say the Matzav of being a Pruya exists now. Now she's an Eishes Ish. I don't know if the Shmaitz is going to answer that. Yeah. We have a Chalek between Rava's type of Cheskes Heter and the Maritz type of Cheskes Heter. But let's see what the Shmaitzer says. He's bothered by. So what does Rava mean? If you can't say Cheskes Heter be the Nisura, so what does Rava mean? For the Siasim, the Loshon Hakodesh, because of Rashi Sal. Omar Rava Ishazuba Cheskes Heter Lashuk. Koidim Lachain Im Yomus Baila. Shrein Tzara Servi Yat Kalashona. Hurry the Cheskes Heter to come a Rava. Hainu Kamashoy Sakodim Lachain Muteris Kshiyamus Baila. Kain Al Tasrena Misofik Kshiyamus Baila. Shmoch Avila Bechaya Baila Shai Sasur Mishmeser Shish. That means what we answer. Nami Ebe Cheskes Heter. The Kamashoy Sakodim Lachain Oysu Muteris Mises Abal. Kamashoy Achshav Al Tasrena Mises Abal. Shmoch Ebe Kinas Vachakach Gireish. Donan Alayisha Cheskes Heter Shai Sulev Mises Abal. Kaidim Shinas Garusha. Kirushay Sofik Aherba. So you can't use a Cheskes Heter of before. Cheskes Heter lechshiyam is baila leka. So take him in a suin and baila on him. Stop getting tea la heter b'mitzvah baal. Because maybe you should miss your yom and the shuk. Rabbi B'diyuk of Amar, and Yechol Azolucha. Ken? Ken, Reinuza, Ken Betach. Okay, yes, one of Kvar, Ani, Tengli Mispat, Ani Mishayar Shel Shavua Halazu, the Kvar Muhammadai. Yes, one of Bixal, Rishimat Shirim. Abala, and the other day, I need Yes Mishu. שאחראי בשביל זה אני צריך להגיד לו למסור לך תתן לי אימייל שלך בבקשה זה מסחיל בזד כן כן זד מ-מ-ו-מ-ו Ah, Ken? Okay. אני אנסה, אולי לא לשבוע זו, אבל לשבוע הבא, את זה שם. Okay, תודה רבה. Where's Eitan? Eitan has, they want to put us, all the shirim in the Torah Barama thing. They want to put it all in, all the English shirim. Was massaged in a list in a very massaged different way. Who did it? Someone was massaged in a list.
Not maybe Slovan?
In the format that they wanted. I think it was Eitan did it. Does anybody know when Eitan's coming back?
Must be soon. One time.
2.5 weeks
Okay. Chesko said, yeah. Shmochel Hashachet, there was a new one, there was a new one, there was a new one, there was a new one. Begirish v'chakach kines, to take it, v'nesuya baal sveik oimo. Eimar lo tiyo lo hetem o mizbailo, mach mosis yivam lo shuk. Chesko said, the Kodesh needs to come up, mokal yodei nusuel, this way she's ish. Shon bina chesko said to mamish, mach kriya shvash, chesko said, the yomar rabba, and it goes about mamish what we said, baruch Hashem, baruch Hashem. אחר כך בגיש ואחר כך כינס רק יחס כסתם הרווחנו מזה הפסק את המערית תבלי, המערית's case תבלי כמו גיריש ואחר כך כינס תעשו בגנוי לתקף עם נשוי הבעל because he was never מוחסק not to have brothers because what he said was not מחסק him and to go back to קודם שניסס you don't go back is there בריר נחבלסה ברוך השם good clear He just repeated himself that you cannot use the cheskasater of kaidim nesuin to say what was the logic of yes using it. There was a logic to it. She was cheskasater, so she got married. Now the husband's dead. So Shmaita says Shmaita, that's not called a cheskasater. The sovik was noil b'shas iser. You can't call a cheskasater even though the seba for that iser goes off. Because that matzav, the way you said, irrevocably changed when she got married. I rava, and because Shmaita's raya, because or else Toises wouldn't be bothered by a question of why is there a cheskas het there the girish v'chakach kines. That's Toises' question. Why is there a cheskas het there in that case? Tell me why. If you're using the cheskasata from before she was married, so what's the problem? The Torah didn't consider that. Why does Rabbi have a cheskasata? Because that's in the matzav of Isser, is a cheskas hetel l'chshayavus habal. Not the reversion to the before the marriage, but there's a heter of l'shuk, which is a sarasarva. So that you don't have by girish v'chakech kines. That's what Tosis asks a kasha. Good.